The 64-foot Ocean Watch sailboat is circumnavigating the Americas to teach communities on both continents about the vulnerable, changing oceans. The ship is in Unalaska this week to learn about the community and teach about their project. Captain Mark Schrader says the 13-month-long, 25,000-mile journey links learning to an adventure.
The idea started because a group of us were talking about what could be done to make more people aware of some ocean health issues that are critical to everyone's survival.
The multifaceted voyage involves scientists from around the country, educators, videographers, and more. On board the vessel are scientific instruments that gather constant streams of data about water temperatures, salinity, and pH, as well as weather conditions and the amount of sunlight. A camera takes 360-degree pictures from the mast 48,000 times per day. Ship oceanographer Michael Reynolds says they are amassing data from remote areas to supplement information used in more in-depth studies and to allow people to see new parts of the world.
So anything we see, if we see a pod of whales, if we see garbage, if we see anything, it's recording it.
Using the data, Reynolds says they can teach about unique aspects of the different ocean ecosystems, like the very low pH of the Gulf of Alaska.
And that's not necessarily from pollution or man-made causes. The cold, nutrient-rich water in the Gulf of Alaska just takes a lot of carbon, so you get a lot of carbon being absorbed into the sea surface from the atmosphere. We call that a sink. And there are sinks in the Southern Ocean, and there are sinks in the Northern Oceans. But the Gulf of Alaska is a very strong sink, and as you would expect, the pH drops. So that's a nice correlation.
The onboard scientists, who will change throughout the trip, will also collect samples from jellyfish to send back to labs for analysis. Jellyfish blooms tend to indicate changes in ocean conditions and hurt other fish populations. But the main goal of the project is education. Starting next month, the Ocean Watch crew will include an educator who will help develop and distribute a free curriculum for grades K through 8. Captain Schrader says they will use the voyage as a vehicle for teaching about important ocean characteristics and changes.
The ocean is vast. It's out there. It's so big, how could we possibly hurt it? That's been the attitude for way too long. What we're discovering now, in fact, is that we're upsetting fisheries because oxygen contents in the ocean, all kinds of things. It's a very fragile ecosystem, and if you change a little bit, if the pH changes in the ocean a little bit, it has huge ramifications that are just now being discovered.
The Ocean Watch began in Seattle earlier this month and will make more than 30 stops along the way. At each one, they will work with local organizations to teach about their research.